Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for a very wasteful edition, that sounds bad, of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey, and I'm joined by the man who has conquered Colorado, Basher.
I'm currently looking up kittens on Marketplace. I get a lot of like houses for kittens, but not actual kittens.
I don't know what that means.
Facebook Marketplace.
They sell cats on Facebook Marketplace?
I was just told to give away cats on Marketplace. I'm looking for cats.
Interesting. Has nothing to do with Colorado. We're going to be talking about Wasteland 3 on this episode. Now, before we get too far, a little heads up for this episode and the next episode. Since Microsoft can't seem to stop offering day one games, we have found ourselves in a hole to where we're like, we're going to play all the day one games immediately and get them out. Problem was is they released like 1,000 of them. So for this episode, which is on Wasteland 3, and the next episode, which is on Spiritfarer, those episodes will be coming out only one day apart. So you're going to see both of those. And next week, we will do our best to get Crusader Kings 3 out. So that episode will be coming hopefully next week. But the point is the schedule will be a little different because you're going to be getting two episodes back to back in order to get these out on a timely manner. But that's enough of that. Let's talk about Wasteland 3. Here are the details. This is developed by In Exile Entertainment, which is now owned by Microsoft and is a first-party studio. They are known for games like Wasteland 2 and Bard's Tale. Regularly priced at $59.99 is a turn-based RPG. It's available on PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4. It is coming to Linux and macOS later. There is no crossplay. It doesn't really matter. I don't think there's any multiplayer. There is cosmetic DLC for pre-ordering the game, but that is the only DLC at the moment. And for you Xbox One X owners out there, you are going to get a 4K resolution along with, quote, enhancements. Don't know. That's all I got is enhancements. But I guess if you are a One X owner, at least you know you're getting that extra, those 6 teraflops. You get all the teraflops. You're using all the teraflops. So, Wasteland 3. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about my favorite RPG of the year. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm a big fan of Wasteland 3. I'm a big fan of these turn-based RPGs in general. I'm a big XCOM fan. It's something about that gameplay loop that when done right, it's always just one more turn. And I may end up comparing this a lot to the other turn-based strategy game we played, our RPG we played with Gears Tactics. Because
yeah, we played that.
Yeah, and we didn't give that game a pass. It was just missing some bells and whistles, a little bit of polish. And I will say that whatever that game was missing, Wasteland has it in spades. I mean, just from the character creation point, the very first thing you do in a game, you're creating a character, you have to create a background for your character. Like, they have pre-made characters, but you can make your own, and you can have these custom-made, character points like money bags or raider hater or sex machine. It's like, and they all give you these little bonuses, like plus 5% evasion or something, or plus 5% hit detection. It's like, just from an RPG standpoint, I miss these kind of hardcore let's create a character that's completely and utterly unique to just you and no one else.
Yeah, I want to agree, but at the same time, like, how can I say this without sounding dumb? I suck at these games, like, really hard. Like, I don't know what it is about the XCOM / Gears Tactics / Wasteland / whatever. I can't, like, do it. So the character creator, like...
can't do it.
I can't. Like, I try really hard, like, and I even save scum and all this. I just can't do it. For whatever reason, I'm always out of position. Apparently, I just need someone to, like, watch me play and be like, look, bro, this is what you're doing wrong. Which is also fascinating because I'm... not to be too much of a nerd, I was a state champion in chess. Like, so it's not that I don't understand strategy, but for whatever reason, these games, I can't figure it out. So while I enjoy the character creation and the sort of, I think the biggest difference between this and something like Gears Tactics is that the RPG nature of it, I feel like not having the RPG parts, which Tactics doesn't really have, like, it has a very, very light layer of RPG. I think that's what that game is missing, because the gameplay, it doesn't really do anything enough to really warrant it as, like, it doesn't stand up in this genre. Whereas the character creator and stuff here, like you said, it makes sense for the genre. It fits well. But what I will say is, someone who sucks at these games, I don't know what half those stats even mean half the time. And
well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't either. It's just a matter of looking down. Because, like, even though it'll say, mopey poet, if you go down, like, I appreciate it saying something like Vicious Avenger and it being like, all right, this means you didn't survive the slave pen. Therefore, this, that. It'll give you an entire blurb of what this means. But then right below it, it'll just say penetration plus two. It's like, right. So, like, that I really do appreciate they go the extra mile to put so much kind of lore and backstory into each character and each trait. But even better is that they just kind of explain what that means. Like if you just want to go by numbers. So like if you don't want to get too caught up into the role playing aspect, you could just kind of just look at the numbers at the end of the day too.
Sure. Yeah, and so I'm not mad at it. Like, I don't think it's bad, but I guess I wish it was just a little bit more. I wanted to hold my, like, give me the option to hold my hand a little bit more. And maybe that's just, I'm just not getting the RPG nature of it. Like, maybe there's something not clicking with it. But what I will say is I really appreciate the baby mode, basically the story mode, as they call it, where I don't think I ever died in any capacity. I was basically able to just kind of walk through this game. Not really, I don't want to say not trying, because it's not like I wasn't doing anything, but the AI was just dumb enough that to where when I would make a dumb move, it wouldn't cause me to just, like, I feel like if on even normal difficulty, you make one wrong move, you're suffering for like four turns.
Yeah. Like I mean,
on baby mode, that's not the case. The AI is just way more forgiving. They're not going to punish you, basically. And I don't mean this as a bad thing. Like, I think the game should punish you if you screw up, but as someone who just sucks at these games, I just can't figure it out. And so I really appreciate the baby mode. And I feel like I would have enjoyed Tactics more if I would have played it on that. So
I agree with that sentiment, actually, because if these type of games they can be brutal, because if you admit that you're not really good at these games and you put yourself in a hole, there's no coming out of the hole. It's just not. Whereas I kind of get this kind of rush when I make a mistake and then I have to pull myself out of the hole, because then it's like, it seems even more earned of a victory. And this game, to your point, it does not hold your hand at all, because at the end of a mission, it's not like Gears Tactics, where at the end of a mission, or actually it's not even more so, it's not even like a, like XCOM really, where like at the end of a mission, you just go back to base and everybody's okay. It's like,
right.
Or someone gets asked to rest. Like, no, like if your squad, if someone's hurt, they stay hurt. If someone's poisoned, they stay poisoned. If someone's injured, they stay injured. And it's like, you have to have the med kit. You have to have the antidote. You have to have these things on hand to continue to the next part of the world, because you're not just being dropped down in these small mission areas. Like, you're going through multiple areas at a time, and you have to be prepared for each one.
Yeah, and it, I guess that's where, I'm trying to think again how to word this without sounding dumb. I super appreciate it, but I wish there was a mode in between baby mode and regular mode that was just kind of just a little bit harder, but also not so punishing. And maybe that's just asking too much at this point. Maybe that's on me kind of thing. I don't know. But yeah, no, I don't want to, you know, dwell on that too much. But no, I agree. I think that the game itself is just, it's a very good one of these. I don't mean that to sound cruel, but I don't think it takes any risks or anything that's going to radically change Divinity Original Sin. Like, that it's very much one of those games. And I think what's writing is always going to be what sets it apart from those games. You've played way more of this than I have, admittedly.
I'm a big fan of the plot and writing. I really am. And it's something, it's funny, it's something Gears was missing, because this is my first Wastelands game I played. Like, I never played a Wastelands game before. So I'm not familiar with the setting at all. And I'm very familiar with, like, a Gears setting. And I don't know if it was just because maybe I'm just bored of the setting, or I expected more from Gears, but it was just kind of like, all right, I'm shooting grubs again. Like, whatever. Like, and it doesn't really matter. But, like, I feel like Wasteland has a very good vibe going, with leaning very hard into that Fallout post-apocalyptic world. In a setting it's dark, it's gloomy, it looks rough, and purposely so. I like the art style a lot, and then on top of that, just the brutality of it, like popping heads open and blood splattering. It's just like, it's really gritty in a way where it really kind of brings you into the world, I think.
Yeah, there's a sense of, I don't want to say dread, because that's not the right word. There's just a sense of, like, stuff has really gone to hell here. And I think that it's portrayed in a way that is true to that theme. Whereas I don't want to just beat up on a game, but, like, I can't stand Fallout because, well, I should say, I can't stand Fallout anymore because I feel like they haven't brought anything new to that setting, I guess you can say. And you can make the argument, like, well, it's post-apocalyptic, like, what else can you do? And, like, that's my point, is, like,
right,
it's up to you to figure it out, but you haven't changed anything. And this is set in Colorado, and it's a different version of post-apocalyptic, but that's the key, is that it's different. Whereas Fallout has basically been the same thing since the original Fallout. Like, they haven't really changed much in terms of making, like, just because it's post-apocalyptic, I can't say the word, post-apocalyptic, doesn't mean that it has to be so drab and lifeless.
Right.
Like, there's actually, right, there's life in this game.
A lot of it.
And yeah, and I think that's extremely impressive to do that in a setting like this.
I completely agree. It's one of the things that keeps me playing, because there's kind of a through thread there with the plot, where it's like, I want to know who this patriarch is, and what I'm going to do with that patriarch as Ranger Squad. Because essentially the setup is, you're like the last surviving members of Team November, and they're part of a Ranger Squad from Arizona. You're basically stuck here until the patriarch contacts you and asks you to they'll help you on one condition, essentially. You have to do work for them. And I'm curious how this is going to play out, because in a very Mass Effect-y type of way, you get to choose how things go. You can say during an event, I'm going to go left instead of right. I'm going to kill him instead of save him. I'm going to do this instead of that. I'm really curious how things progress and how I handle the patriarch when it comes to that moment. So, like, to your point about the Fallout series, it's like, it's been doing that same thing for so long, and I feel like Wasteland just brought just a little bit more life and vibrance to this post-apocalyptic world, where I actually feel like what I'm doing matters again. It may not at the end of the day, but while I'm in it, it definitely does.
Yeah, I agree. And that's, I want to play more of this, but unfortunately, as we've taken this task to play every new game, like, we'll see what happens kind of thing. Because it takes a lot to get me involved or to care about a story, especially when it comes to RPGs. And that was always one of my issues with Mass Effect, was that while I felt like my quote choices mattered, as they love to throw that out there, I still didn't quite like the main story. To me, it felt like it was going to end kind of like every other story. It was always the side missions in Mass Effect, and especially Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 had very, very good side missions, whereas this one, I feel like it's – I guess I shouldn't say – I can't comment on the side missions because I don't know if I've actually done that many, if any. I'm sure I have, but none of them stick out to me yet, whereas the Mass Effect series, I always felt like the side stuff was sort of the better writing.
It definitely was.
So the fact that I care about the story enough that even though I suck at the game, and I'm playing on a mode where basically I'm only experiencing the story, the fact that I care says a lot. And it is something I want to finish. But so I guess my question to you is, how do you feel about the side quests versus the main quests? You know, is this like people like to say that The Witcher has like kind of it has side quests, but you can't really tell because all the quests are so good. Like, is it that area, or how do you feel about it?
Well, just because of the nature of the genre, it's very obvious what a side quest is. You can't get around it. I would say that the side quests are very well done, though, because they do matter. I feel like if there's a common theme with Wasteland 3 for me, is that things matter, actually. So, like, the side quests actually matter because part of the gameplay here, again, is one of those games where usually some games will try to do everything and do nothing right, or knock nothing out of the park, whereas this game is really trying to do everything, because it does have some light base building in it. So doing side quests helps build up your base, because you get more recruits, you get more members, you get more people to help you do things, collect resources and stuff. You want to do them because they help you in the long run, not simply because you care about a character. So, like, I'm a big fan of side quests, like, just because it's necessary.
That's good to hear, because that's kind of where I just haven't done enough of them to really be able to comment in a way that I feel, you know, comfortable with my opinion, I guess. So, I mean, I think it's fair to say that, you know, overall we are pretty positive on it. But I do have the question of, a lot of people have been having bugs with this game, like very, very bad ones.
What bugs are they talking about?
So I think the most common one are, like, area names will get stuck on the screen. So, like, you'll go to a new area and just pop up, and then it just won't go away. Music cutting out, models disappearing. And, wow. Like, this game is built on Unity, which I think it's amazing that this game, along with Ori, like, Ori is also a Unity game, both of them. And Unity just always seems to have super weird broken things. And it's a great engine in terms of, like, more people can obviously build games, which is great. And obviously you can do something from small to extremely large, like a Wasteland or an Ori. So I was just curious, like, I really didn't have any issues, but again, you've got way more playtime in this one. So I was just curious if you ran into any of those issues.
I haven't had any issues yet, but now you say it, I think maybe there was a music cutout. And I just kind of didn't care, or it was small enough to where it didn't matter. But for the most part, I've had no issues. It's been smooth as butter. I do dislike the load times, though.
I've got it on an SSD, and they're still pretty rough.
Same. It's you can quick save and quick load, but they're not very quick loading. Like, no, it creates. Games like this, in this genre, if your loading times aren't just great, like really short, it makes it harder to kind of engage in different ways or be more reckless. Because sometimes you want to play this game a little more reckless to see just what happens. You want to do a move that you know is going to leave you high and dry, but you want to see if it works out for you. If it doesn't, you just want to do a quick load and you're right back at it. But like, this game takes a while to load. I feel like that's something they need to fix ASAP.
And that was, if I remember correctly, that ended up being a problem with Ori. It was that it was just an IO thing. Like, they just couldn't get enough stuff loaded. And I'm wondering if that's just a Unity thing too. Maybe memory management in Unity is just really rough. So yeah, and something that I think we should have tried, but again, unfortunately, we just ran out of time. Like, this game does have full co-op as well.
I'm not doing it.
So yeah, and that's the question I have of just like, man, like, that seems like a cool idea, but it also seems like a terrible one.
Yeah, it like, does.
So I don't know, but unfortunately, I was going to suggest that we were going to do it on the weekend, but multiplayer, from what I understand right now, is like completely borked. When it comes to bugs, from what I'm understanding, like, this is above a bug thing of just like, no, like, this just flat out doesn't work. So hopefully that'll be something that's fixed. But I want to mention it
anyway. I wouldn't do it anyway.
I don't want to like say that shouldn't be considered, but at the same time, it's just like, I don't, to me, the fact that the co-op, it doesn't work, sucks. And for the people that want to play it that way, but at the same time, I don't know if that'd be a deal breaker for me, just because I don't know if I care, if that makes sense.
I don't know how you put, like, see, it's very much an RPG, so, like, I don't see how I would have to play it, I guess, because unless you're bringing your character that you made into someone else's world and you take it, you upgrade it how you want, and you take it back out that world how you want, I don't see the it's already hard enough for me to put people in the right place and right. Get their shots off and not die. I can only imagine how hard it would be if we're playing together and you're doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, and it just doesn't line up with the rest of my team.
Yeah, and they, like, I remember, so totally off topic, not really, but so I actually played Final Fantasy IX in quote co-op. And a lot of people didn't know this, but yeah, so if you went into the settings menu, you could actually assign, because Final Fantasy IX was the first one, I don't know if it was the first one, but it had, you controlled four people versus three. And you could actually assign characters to the second controller. And I feel like, and it was actually kind of neat. Like, I played through a lot of Final Fantasy IX with a friend doing that. And I feel like that's how it would want to be here. Like, I feel like I would just want someone to kind of come in my game and be like, yeah, you can have this character. I'll play this character. Let's see what happens. But then at the same time, this game is like, it's brutal. So like, when my friend messes up, I'm just going to be like, okay, like,
I'll be, all right,
this is more annoying. Yeah, exactly.
I'll be actually upset. Because again, like, as much as I like digging myself out the hole in one of these games, I put myself in that hole and I'm okay with that. If you put us in a hole, I'm like, why would you make that move? Like, why would you move in there? Why would you make that shot? Like,
So it's again, it's interesting. That's something that I definitely want to, like, I want to see that in action myself. I want to see how it plays. But again, we didn't do that. But in the importance of time, it wasn't really possible. So I think that should be a quote knock against the game, that the fact that a whole mode basically doesn't work. But again, at the end of the day, I don't know if it would make a huge difference if it did work. So just want to throw that out there. So, but all right. I think we've basically talked enough about it. I mean, I guess Game Pass or pass.
Ah, man, pass it on to all your friends. This game is fantastic. I'm a big fan of these games in general, and this one is one that really does it well. You can listen to this episode and compare it to the Gears Tactics episode to get a kind of a more full take on the do's and don'ts of the genre. But yeah, this one is, Wasteland 3 is really, it's good business. If it's a good RPG, it's the gameplay loop is there. I really like a lot of the things about this game. Like, it throws a lot at you. And it can get quite confusing, but if you stick with it, you hang with it, I think it's worth the reward once everything starts to click with you.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think this is an example of a genre that I'm not that good at, but I still want to play more, and I think that says a lot. And I gotta say that this is one of those, you know, studio acquisitions that Microsoft did, and I'm hoping that a influx of resources, you know, maybe they can move off Unity. Like, I would love to see what this team can do. Again, I don't want to say with a proper budget, but with a triple A budget, with more support. I'd like to see them use a different engine, as well as iron out a lot of these issues, along with maybe fixing or adding better tutorials and stuff like that. I think that those small things could have turned this game into something that I would not have been able to put down, versus something that, like, I kind of just, it's not that I don't want to play it. It's just I'm not great at the genre, so there's nothing in it that's sort of making me better at it, if that makes sense. So yeah, but no, I completely agree. This is definitely a game you should play. I think even if you're hesitant, I think the induction of the quote baby mode is great, and that's the mode that I'm playing on, and I'm enjoying it. So, and I can't say that for other games in the genre. Like, I played Divinity Original Sin when it came out, and that game kicked my butt up and down. And I just wasn't enjoying it. So, yeah, no, fantastic game. Again, I just suck at it. And maybe there was a baby mode in that. But as I've gotten older, because I'm so old now, like, I used to have, like, pride. And, like, I don't play that crap on easy. Like, most games I actually do play on hard, but I've grown up in that. I'm like, look, I just suck at this. I need to play on easy. So, but all right. Wasteland 3, when it comes to playing it or passing it, you should definitely play it and pass it on to your friends. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode. Again, next episode will be on Spiritfarer, and that episode will be coming out very shortly after this one, simply because of time. And then after that, we'll be talking about Crusader Kings 3, which I will admit neither one of us has played yet. So it'll be interesting to see how much we get done on that coming up. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. If you're listening, why not subscribe? Subscribing definitely helps. And if you are subscribed, give us a rating on your favorite platform of choice. They really do help, I promise you, because the more ratings you get, the more exposure you get. And whenever people are looking for a podcast and they see that 5 stars or even 4.5 stars, they're like, oh, okay, I want to give this a look-see. So you can email us at gpopfans@gmail.com if you want to let us know about some games that you've tried. Maybe you absolutely hate Wasteland 3. Tell us why. gpopfans@gmail.com. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We will see you next time with Spiritfarer.
Good day, sirs.